Why did not you hear of young frolicsome Kate? How she served stout Robin, the miller, of late, when the cares of the world had encumbered his crown? She did first haul him up and then tumbled him down. Now believe me, I think he was served in his kind, since he would not endeavor to please a maid's mind. A twelvemonth he courted this beautiful maid, yet unwilling to marry, as being afraid that his charge would come on while provision was dear. Thus he often would whisper this word in her ear. But the damsel was buxom and longed to be wed, being clearly aweary of her maidenhead. He often would come to this damsel at night, where he'd call her his jewel, his joy and delight, or perhaps a soft kiss or a tender embrace. But yet, nevertheless, we might pity her case. Kisses did no more kindness according to law than as if he had tickled her tail with a straw. At length Kate begun for to think with herself, he might happen to be some poor fumbling elf that has no precious nutmegs to please a young bride. And if so, I am utterly ruined, she cried. But I first mean to try him, and if bad his gear, I'd not have him if he had 10,000 a year. Next night when he came, she said, Robin, my love, thou shalt go up with me to my chamber above, where all night in my arms thou shalt lovingly lie. Honest Robin, he made her this modest reply. As we go up the stairs, if thy mistress should hear, I'm afraid it will bring a disgrace on my dear. Oh, never be daunted, nor take any care. On my back to my chamber, my dearest I'll bear, so as she shall not hear thee, but think it 'tis I. To this pleasant new project he straight did comply. And immediately she took him then on her back, where he lay on her rump like a peddler's pack. She carried him up to her chamber that night, where she reckoned to reap all the joys of delight. But as soon as he came to the side of her bed, oh, the cares of the world straight run in his head. Kate, he cried, I'm afraid I shall get thee with child. Then the cares of the world, they would make me run wild. Nay, Robin, if you are faint-hearted, said she, I must tell you, in short, you are no man for me. I admire a spark that no colors will fear, but I find you stand quaking and trembling here. Straight she bid him be gone, aye, and gave him a frown. But he cried, pretty Kate, how shall I get down? Quoth she, if you're fearful, I make no great doubt, but as I brought you in, I can carry you out. She immediately took him once more on her back, aye, and threw him downstairs till she made his bones crack. Now the lumbering frighted her mistress so, that she cried out, there's thieves in the kitchen below. Pray never be frighted, sweet mistress, she said, for as I am honest and diligent maid, it was none but a lubberly bundle of cares of a troublesome world, which I tumbled downstairs. Then the miller, she straightway did kick out of door, and he ne'er had the courage to come.